Welcome to What's Working in Washington. I'm Jonathan Aberman. Today, what's hot and what's not in D.C. innovation?
There's a high level of fatigue among VCs, among investors, and among and consumers when it comes to cyber. Everything is cyber now. Our Gartner is cyber.
There are two times in life when the phrase, you need a lawyer, should be uttered. It's, well, if you got a traffic stop, but more importantly, you're getting ready to start a business. If you don't have a great lawyer, I can tell you from experience, it's going to be really hard to grow and scale your business. We're now joined by Andy Lustig. Andy is partner at Cooley LLP and one of the best connected lawyers in the startup and government contracting space in town. Andy, thanks for taking some time.
Jonathan, thank you for having me, and thank you for the kind words.
Well, you earn them every day, and I'm only one of hundreds of people who interact with you in this region. You've been here for a while doing this. Describe for our listeners what a lawyer like you does for startup entrepreneurs and why it's so important to have a partner as an attorney in starting a business.
So as a startup guy, one of the rules of thumb that me and my brother Nick Cooley have learned to live by is that it's a lot less about over-lawyering and much more about helping folks who have a lot of energy, a lot of urgency to figure out how not to spend their money on legal, how to find their way through all the chaos that comes with doing a startup. And the fun part about that is that really what you're doing is you're acting much more as a counselor, and you're telling folks, you know, how to get smart in terms of advisors, how to get from point A to point B much faster. And unfortunately for the legal industry, usually spending money on legal and spending time on legal should really be one of the lower things on the list. So it's very counterintuitive, but as a startup guy, one of the things that has really helped our brand and helped me is learning that lesson about how to counsel folks to really just pick their battles and learn how to get from point A to point B faster in the legal realm. And so that's from, you know, hiring people to finding money, to knowing when to give people equity and how to work with their co-founders. You know, those are the kinds of things that we deal with day in and day out.
It's fair to say that market share, and from the standpoint of you're sitting in a chair at Cooley, you guys see a lot of deals and a lot of activity and have a sense of the lifeblood of our industry. I've had other guests on and we've talked with them about cybersecurity as a huge opportunity for this region. What are you seeing on the ground as somebody who transacts business?
Well, so the cyber world is incredibly active out here, as is the data analytic world and the IoT world. And so I would say we're seeing what I call convergence, which is where the what used to be very defined worlds in terms of federal markets and commercial markets are now very much blended. There are companies that are going after both federal and commercial work. There's folks that are coming out of federal and pursuing pure commercial ventures. There's folks that are there's just a complete intersection between commercial and federal at this point. We're also seeing where, you know, the mission, the problems are now more than ever problems shared by the federal sector as well as commercial. And that's, you know, hasn't always been the case in terms of things like cyber. And so the result is you're seeing folks that have skill sets coming out of NSA, coming out of CIA, that have been fighting, you know, the cyber battle for years and years behind closed doors, that translate completely into skills that can go develop a commercial product and commercial service, which wasn't always the case with federal work. So so now more than ever, I think the level of brain power in the area and expertise that's now showing up as new cyber companies and startups is probably, I would say, at the highest it's ever been. I think there's also a lot more of a signal to noise ratio that works in the DC area's favor because the cyber market is so crowded and so there's so much noise, there's so many solutions out there across the country that there's a high level of fatigue among VCs, among investors and among consumers when it comes to cyber. They everything is cyber now. Our Gartner is cyber, you know, so it's gotten to that point where being able to separate the actual value and the real solutions that are out there has become very hard. And that's one thing that this area is very good at, because the folks that are creating the solutions or the services around those solutions are folks that have been fighting this battle, you know, for the government at a very large scale with very high stakes for a long time.
Right. Look, at the end of the day, software is eating the world. And as we become more and more reliant upon communications technology and software, the ability to provide for data integrity and the ability to protect against somebody stealing your personal information, it's a big and growing trend. Hey, Andy, So cyber is a big area. Where else are you seeing activity and seeing entrepreneurs really starting to get traction right now?
So IoT,
Internet of Things.
Internet of Things another big buzzword that's being thrown out there. But so things like, you know, any kind of remote sensor device, whether it's video or a micro satellite or Alexa, you know, the Google devices, your wearables, anything that's connecting to the internet, there have been for years a very meaningful application of that kind of technology in the defense world. And so we're definitely starting to see a resurgence of talent coming out of that world that is creating software-based IoT solutions that are doing really well. A company called Leverage is a good example. Eric Kahn, if you're out there, very young startup that is incredibly far along in terms of its revenue growth and its customer adoption, and the sophistication of its product is case in point. It's a small team, and they have, you would think they are an enormous company based on the traction they're doing. It's a very innovative platform they've created. So IoT is an area that I think we're going to continue to see a lot of growth in this area that complements data analytics and cyber the platforms already out here.
So let's go a little in the direction of what makes you do what you do. Like you, I was a lawyer for a long time. We've done deals on the side of table years ago. And I know for me, what I loved most about the job was getting things done, I suppose, which is why I like doing this podcast. What is it about being a lawyer that you really like?
So for me, the fun stuff is, in my world, I represent investors, I represent buyers, I represent not only venture capitalists and angel investors, but private equity funds that want to go buy companies. And I represent the entrepreneurs starting the companies. And so I'm kind of in a very fun place in terms of the ecosystem where there's a lot of positive activity. I don't deal with litigation. I don't deal with the bad stuff. I turn that over to my pit bull litigators. But with that connectivity and being sitting where I sit in the ecosystem, the fun part for me has been, and as much as I hate to say it, is the non-legal stuff, being able to connect companies to investors to potential targets that they're looking for, buyers to solutions that they need, and basically creating win-wins for people in the ecosystem. It's fun for me, and frankly, it's part of what we're able to bring to the table for folks in the area is just to kind of give them an accelerated path to connectivity that is often the difference between getting money in the door or finding a buyer or not.
Andy, you just touched on something significant, connecting people. What do you mean by that, and why is that something that you like to do?
Yeah, so I think, I'll use an example to kind of illustrate the point. This is what makes it fun for me. To me, there's folks that go connect people by just simply making introductions and just kind of taking a shotgun approach on the market to say, here's a bunch of people to go meet with very little context and not enough understanding of why the introductions are necessarily being made. So for me, when you start, it's all about relationships and understanding people's value, both individually as people, but also, in terms of what their companies or solutions bring to the table. And so, if you take a guy like Jason Syverson, a classic DC story, a cyber expert that comes out of DARPA, starts a company called Siege, has some really innovative solutions that he's been working on. So for me, it's understanding about a little bit about Jason himself, what makes him tick. It's understanding Siege and the kind of solutions he has at a level that I feel like I can really articulate the value of what he's done there and what the solutions actually do. And so, he's a guy that was off to the races building his company. And sure enough, at the same time, I'm dealing with another, I'm hearing actually about another client of ours that was not even my direct client, that is a buyer that's looking for certain kinds of capabilities. And they were having a little bit of trouble finding the kind of profile that they were looking for. It had to be a really good match in terms of personality, as well as, the entrepreneurs in the mix that could go, create something bigger than what they've created, as well as the specific types of capabilities at a technical level in terms of cyber that they were looking for. And so this buyer, when I heard about that, one of my partners connected me to the buyer, spoke to them, kind of gave them, made sure I understood what they were looking for. And then was able to say, look, you need to take a really hard look at this company, and it may not necessarily fit your profile in terms of, there's certain parts of that story that didn't necessarily match, but what really mattered in terms of the value and the capabilities, absolutely a perfect fit. And that's, so we made that introduction, and we made it in a way that when, I'm communicating both to Jason as well as to the buyer, it was way more than just a introduction. It was, here's the value proposition that you're looking for. Here's the value proposition that Jason brings to the table. Here's the value proposition that the buyer brings to the table, Jason. And this is why you need to have this conversation. And sure enough, seeing that turn into a deal where Jason gets, you know, a terrific outcome for him and his the people in his company and for his family, and turning, you know, a young guy like that, you know, right out of, you know, the federal sector here, you know, that's the classic example of true cyber expertise that people want and are desperately trying to incorporate into bigger solutions. Seeing him get a kind of a win like that so quickly, just by one introduction, is what it's all about for me, because then everybody's happy. And to this day, post closing, both the buyer, and Jason are doing great. And it's a terrific platform, and there's a lot of personal connectivity there that has made it really work well. So that's what it's all about for me. It's just that being able to play that kind of a role is what makes it fun.
Andy, thanks a lot for sharing that great story. It's very indicative of why this is a great place to do business, and also how and why, when we are connected, great things happen. Folks, I was Andy Lustig, partner at Cooley LLP.
Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate you having me.
And that was another episode of What's Working in Washington. I'm Jonathan Aberman, and my producer, Tracy Madigan, we both remind you that what matters is how you think we're doing. So don't forget to direct message us at What's Working DC if you've got a story idea. And do tell your friends to subscribe to the show on iTunes or Podcast One. And you know what? If you can take the time to rate our show, it'll help spread the word that this show is hitting an important chord for the entrepreneurial business community here in what you and I agree is one of the most interesting places to be an entrepreneur in the entire world. So we'll see you next time. Goodbye.